We are now recording again. Now, if you think this is crazy, and if you think there's no way that they could imprison you because, you know what it says here? We gotta be invaded. An invasion of the territory of the United States or its possessions. Declaration of war by Congress. Or insurrection within the United States in aid of a foreign enemy. How many of you sheeple have ever read the Omnibus Counterterrorism Bill submitted to Congress by William Jefferson Clinton and eventually passed and enacted into law by the Congress of the United States of America, which gives the president, the sole means of determining who is and is not an enemy of the United States, is a terrorist, is operating in conjunction with any foreign power, and it gives him, ladies and gentlemen, the power to name any group, any organization, or any person or persons, to have them arrested without benefit of habeas corpus, without trial, and to be deported out of the United States if that's what they want to do with you, or to just lock you up in some dungeon somewhere where you will be forgotten forever. You didn't know that? Well, I suggest that you get Oklahoma City Day 1 because the entire text of the counterterrorism bill is printed in the appendix of that book. 640 pages of the documented and sourced truth of what really happened in Oklahoma City on April the 19th, 1995.
Well, I'm not going to read it because the law is too hard to understand.
Only if you're a complete brainless idiot who never studied English in your life and can't use a dictionary. And my little 8-year-old daughter can do all of those things. So, how about that? How about that, folks? The law goes on to outline a course of action for the arrested individual that, in general, is at odds with normal judicial procedure. Oh, really? Is that a surprise? He first would be given a hearing without right of bail before a preliminary hearing officer whose decision could then be appealed to a detention review board. At no time, though, is the Attorney General required to furnish information, the revelation of which would disclose the identity or evidence of government agents or officers which he believes it would be dangerous to national safety and security to divulge. Shades of Adolf Hitler. My goodness. In other words, the government can decline to present any evidence whatsoever, in effect transforming the traditional presumption of innocence into a presumption of guilt. The burden of disproof is on the prisoner. These same ground rules apply to any later review of the case by the United States Court of Appeals. The McCarran Act was passed overwhelmingly by frightened liberals and conservatives alike in both the House and Senate, vetoed by President Truman, then passed again over his veto. Though it was approved with the rest of the act, the Title II amendment was blasted by Senator Pat McCarran himself as a concentration camp measure, pure and simple. Senator Carl Mundt tagged it a program for establishing concentration camps into which people might be put without benefit of trial, but merely by executive fiat, simply by an assumptive mind view that an individual might be thinking about engaging in espionage or sabotage, might be thinking, an assumption that an individual might be thinking about engaging in espionage and sabotage. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I've been telling you for years. Quit this Republican, Democrat, all of this other baloney joke. You're either for freedom or you're not. If you're for big brother government and more laws and more welfare and more this and more regulation and more licenses, you are not an American. if you are for freedom, if you are for the disclosure of all of these secret things like this, if you are for the protection of the rights of the individual, if you are for the Constitution for the United States of America, welcome aboard. If you're not, you're an enemy of the Republic. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how mad this makes you. I just simply don't care. It just blows everybody's mind on the internet when they attack me somewhere, and I send them a message back saying, I just don't care what you think. Period. I can read. I understand what freedom is. I understand what despotism is. I understand what tyranny is. And if you promote any of those things, I don't care what you think. I am your enemy. Simple as that. Simple as that. What you think doesn't even register a little bit on a scale of respect here. I've been all over the world as a boy and as a man. I fought a war. I've seen what despotism is. I've seen what tyranny is. I've seen what freedom is, what it can be, and how it's being taken away. And I see how most of the American people are fooled into thinking that tyranny is freedom. It's not. It's not. Said the old North Dakota dissenter, Senator William Langer, and I quote, "So it is now proposed to have concentration camps in America. We can be absolutely certain that the concentration camps are for only one purpose, namely to put in them the kind of people those in authority do not like," end quote. Actually, there was a very grisly precedent for this type of mass imprisonment. During World War II, the government arrested, confiscated the property of, and granted no hearings to or redress for the 109,650 Japanese Americans who were held in 10 relocation centers. The United States Supreme Court, moreover, unanimously upheld this action in 1943, and its decision was cited by Congress in 1950 to justify America's first peacetime concentration camp measure. It is now and was then and always will be unconstitutional. The federal government cannot do anything more than what is granted to it by the Constitution for the United States of America. And that does not include concentration camps. In fact, in a state of emergency, the only power given to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States of America is the temporary suspension of habeas corpus for the duration of the emergency only. Period. They don't have the power to suspend the Constitution. They don't have the power to take away any rights of the people. The only power they have is to suspend temporarily, during the course of the emergency, only the power or the writ of habeas corpus. Title II, Section 104, small c of the McCarran Act provides that persons detained shall be confined in such places of detention as may be prescribed by the Attorney General. In 1952, accordingly, the Justice Department designated 6 sites for the detention camp program. Listen very carefully. Go check it out. Camps were set up on a standby basis at Allenwood, Pennsylvania, Avon Park, Florida, El Reno, Oklahoma, Florence and Wickenburg, Arizona, and Tule Lake, California. So the United States does indeed. So the United States does indeed. So the United States does indeed have a concentration camp law as well as camp facilities to match. yet both were byproducts of Joe McCarthy-era frenzy, and neither law nor camps have ever been put to use for emergency detention purposes, but they can be. The law has since been expanded, ladies and gentlemen, and money has been allotted by the Congress to build them all over the place. And they are being built and have been built, and some will continue to be built. Don't believe me? Look it up. Look it up, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think about that? Did that get your blood boiling? Well, it should. I mean, you should be hot about this. And stop pointing, you know, over there and saying, it's those right-wing militia fanatics. Let that be there. I just read it to you, folks. It's those left-wing, wacko, non-religious fanatics. Don't you see, ladies and gentlemen? Either you're for freedom or you're not. If you're on the side of those who want to take this country down, destroy the rights of individuals, and create the socialist utopian state around the world, all over the world, including the world, for the world, of the world, by the world, and that people exist solely for this socialist utopian, can be sacrificed at the whim of whoever's in charge of this socialist utopian for the betterment of the whole, then one of these days you're going to face me across the battlefield. I say me because I can't speak for everyone else, although I know for a fact that I won't be the only one there on my side. And when it happens, we're going to be very angry. You're not going to want to face us because, you see, we will be willing to die for what we believe in, and I guarantee that none of you socialist, wimp, puke-faced, hog followers of Hitler are going to get all emotional about the United Nations flag. You see, we'll die for Old Glory. You haven't got the guts to die for UN. That's a fact. You don't have it. It ain't there. You don't even know what it is, except it sounds all touchy-feeling and all the world's problems will be solved. Not as long as human beings live on this earth, they won't. See, the only way you're going to overcome the inherent fallibility of man is to imprison every single man and woman on the face of this earth in some kind of enslavement where they're watched and monitored and followed, and their thoughts are controlled, and their speech is controlled every moment of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year of their life until they die. Because human beings are tempted. Human beings are inherently flawed. The man who called the broadcast last week and talked about how religion destroyed the goodness of man didn't understand himself, much less any of the rest of humanity. What happened to your great leader in the White House? The great man that all you socialists just loved so much, that was doing such great things for the country, that was the best president that has ever come along, that always told the truth and was leading your fight with banner held on high. Tell me again about the goodness of man. Tell me again that you were never tempted by a beautiful woman. Tell me again that you never told a lie or that you never stole anything in your life. Tell me those things standing right in front of me. I'll look you right in the eye and I'll call you a liar to your face. To your face! there will be no world utopian state unless the entire human race is enslaved. I would rather live free and risk the temptations of my neighbor. Being responsible myself to look out after myself and my family. Across America and around the world, you're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. You see, JL, I like you. I really do. I like you an awful lot. I'm extremely thankful for all the help that you gave me when I first started in radio. Because to tell you quite honestly, without that help, there probably would be no The Hour of the Time today. And Alan Weiner also. But JL, there's no such thing as freedom from want and freedom from fear. If you want to be free, you have to risk wanting. You have to be responsible for yourself. And with freedom, always comes fear. Eventually, not every moment of your life, not every day, not every week, not every month, not every year, but it will be there. Because freedom requires risk. It requires eternal vigilance. It always throughout the history of the world, has come up against someone who wanted to take it away from you. Terrible despotic tyrannies that wanted to enslave you, that wanted to enslave me, that wanted to enslave us, that wants to enslave humanity. And that's never gone away. It will always be here forever. Franklin Delano Roosevelt lied to you. He lied to all of us. He had a socialist agenda which intends to enslave the human race. And I intend that that shall not happen. And so he wanted you to believe that you had a right to be free from want and a right to be free from fear. There is no way to give that to you. The only way I can guarantee you that you'll be free from want and free from fear is if I lock you in a room in a prison somewhere and make sure that you eat 3 times a day, that you perform a certain amount of exercise every day, that you are seen and taken care of by a doctor on a regular schedule, that you have a dentist look at your teeth every single time the schedule says that he's supposed to look at your teeth and take care of your teeth, that you get a piece of candy every once in a while, and that you have a certain amount of recreation. That we force you to sit down and attend school whether you want to or not, and that every night at 6 o'clock you're going to watch a movie. And we can guarantee that you don't have to be afraid of anyone or anything because we're not going to let anybody come near you to hurt you, and we're not going to hurt you. We're only going to take care of you for the rest of your life. So you will be free from want, and you will be free from fear. No, thank you, sir. No, thank you, sir. I would rather live in a ditch. With my family, eating grass as free people, than to live in any conception of some socialist utopian state. No, thank you, sir. It amazes me that those who push the socialist agenda have never learned to look at, study, and absorb the lessons of history. Never. And I see you every day on television. I hear you on radio. I watch you in the community standing face to face with each other, telling lies that you both know are lies, and you both believe the lies, even though they're your own lies. How in the world can that happen unless you're all just a bunch of psychotic mental defects? I mean, this is weird. How can that happen? Hey, Doyle. Tomorrow morning when we get up, will you remind me to give you $1 million? I'm going to give you $1 million tomorrow morning and take care of you. And by the way, I'm going to wash your clothes.
Oh.
How about that?
What else goes with it?
What else? Well, all kinds of things. I'll polish your nose for you.
Ah.
Yes, I will. I will polish your nose. I have some of our crap. And you know what our crap is used for? It's used for polishing noses.
Your crap or my crap?
Well, we can use your crap if you want. Or we can use Annie's crap. Or we use everybody's crap. I don't care which crap we use. We can use her crap, his crap, my crap, your crap, Annie's crap. Or Alan's crap.
Well, thanks,
by the way, folks, we also sell it as fish bait. It catches fish really well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send us a dollar and we'll send you a bottle of our crap. Or if you want, we'll send you a bottle of your own crap. And put your name right on the label. It works. Big fish. Big fish.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, dollar's not enough.
Not for that quality product. No.
Yeah, it's real quality stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing I can tell you, you know, we have everybody's crap. So if you want some of Joe's crap, you got to tell us. Otherwise, you might get Sally's crap.
Yeah.
So you got to tell us which crap you want, and we'll make sure that you get it. We'll send it right along to you real quick, but let's make it $5. $5 post-paid for a bottle of whoever's crap you want.
Be specific.
Yeah, be specific. You can use it to shine noses with, or you can use it to fish with. And I guarantee you, once you try this out in your lake, everybody's going to want a bottle of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
I'm asking, where'd you get that crap at?
Yeah, where'd you get that crap? Whose crap is that, anyway? And you just tell them, you know, this is my crap. Go get your own crap. And if any of you end up with a bottle of my crap, you know, I'm going to want to know where you got it.
Tule Lake, California.
This is a long article. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. It's a long article, ladies and gentlemen. It documents it all. And it's not a right-wing militia conspiracy. It's a left-wing. No self-defense. No protection. No God conspiracy. That's what it is. You don't believe me? Get it for yourself. Let's give it to him again.
Yeah.
Give it to him again. Look Magazine, May 28th, 1968. Look Magazine, May 28th, 1968.
I can take them right to Lake.
Yeah.
It's
right there. Allentown, Pennsylvania. It's right there. I have photographs of it. Photographs of it today in excellent condition, ready to be used at a moment's notice. Right there, waiting for you. Oh, this is incredible, absolutely incredible. You will never know how incredible it is until you just get up on your incredible stool and look over the incredible fence out over the incredible horizon and see those incredible camps.
There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman.
It's incredible!
There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say there is a war.
Oh, incredible, incredible!
But don't you come on back to the war. But don't you come on back.
All right, Doyle. You know, you're supposed to be helping me with these broadcasts, and all you do is stand over there and laugh at me. All night long, you laugh at me. You just stand over there and just have a great time while I'm doing all this work.
Incredible.
It is. Absolutely incredible.
Yes, I rise up from my arms. She says, I guess you call it love. I call it room service. My soul is so cold that you go away to the war.
See, folks, here's where you all go wrong. It's not a left-wing conspiracy, and it's not a right-wing conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. It's fact. It's the truth. It's real. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Myself. Walker was up here today, and he had some moose crap.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Half a truck full. That's a big fish. With a war between the fish. And those with the crap. Who's been using their crap on the sheeple? Maybe they're not sheeple. Maybe they're official.
Official.
Or amphibian meeple.
Amphibian conspiracy.
You ever seen a fish that can walk out of the water, bury himself in the mud, look at you with those big eyes?
And
it's all mud something. I don't know what they are.
Mud crawlers. Mud crawlers. Wow. Incredible.
You never think there could be any such thing, but there is.
Yeah.
Just crawl right up out of the water, dig themselves down in the mud, and they just got these big eyes that stick out and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at you. You walk close and they spit at you. Spit water and mud at you.
Water?
Yep. Oh, oh boy. Well, you know, I hated to do that to all you socialists out there, you know. But it's true, you know. Who killed Kennedy?
Yeah.
Who killed Kennedy?
The right wing.
The right wing, right? It was who? Those right wing guys, right?
Right wing guys.
Yeah, the right wing killed Kennedy so they could put the socialist Lyndon Baines Johnson in the White House. Yeah, And if you buy that, you know, I'll sell you another jar of my crap. Only this time it'll cost you $10. Can you believe this? It was a right-wing conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy so that they could, so that the right wing could get Lyndon Baines Johnson into the White House. One of the biggest socialists who's ever lived upon the face of this earth. Almost destroyed the state of Texas with socialization, social engineering, welfare this, welfare that. Give them this, give them that. And, of course, tax everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who was it that wanted to repress all the protesters? And it was Lyndon Baines Johnson. Who was it? Lyndon Baines Johnson. What was Lyndon Baines Johnson? Lyndon Baines Johnson was a socialist. So it makes sense that it was the right wing that killed John F. Kennedy to get Lyndon Baines Johnson in the White House so he could pick that dog up by his ears.
It had to be.
It had to. It couldn't be any other answer, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. I mean, we could just have fun with this forever. The socialists are so deep in lies, ladies and gentlemen, that you could, I mean, we could have the most popular television show in the world, better than Saturday Night Live, better than Comic Relief, better than all of that stuff. Just doing what we're doing tonight, exposing socialist lies. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Nice music.
Yeah,
I love it going. Well, I'll just turn it off. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what you're doing to yourselves, you are weakening your position by sticking to socialist dogma lies because they are so easily exposed. Hitler was a socialist. Hitler invented the big lie. Hitler was left-wing. The battle in Germany in the 30s for control over Germany was not between the right and the left. It was between two factions on the left, communism and socialism. They were the only ones who had any power, any strength. Socialism won. Communism lost. Hitler apparently didn't know that the ultimate goal of socialism, as espoused by Karl Marx and D.I. Lenin, is communism. That if he had won control over the known world at the end of World War II, Nazi Germany would have evolved into communism over maybe a long period of time, but it would have happened because that is the ultimate goal of socialism. Oh, I wish I could see them out there. I know. And, you know, I get all these emails. I'm never listening to your broadcast. I never listened to your broadcast. I used to listen to your broadcast. I don't listen to it anymore. You know why I get those emails? Because they are listening to my broadcast. And when they hear this stuff, it makes them so angry they have to strike out. And the only thing they can do is send me an email dripping with venom. I love it. I love it. And usually they CC a whole bunch of people or post it to a news group, which gives me an opportunity to add down at the bottom. If you really believe this socialist drivel in this post, tune in to the hour of the time on 7.415 megahertz, worldwide shortwave radio, WBCQ, and I build my audience to an unbelievable number just like before. They all listen. Every night they can't help themselves. And you watch, I'll get some posts tomorrow saying, despite what you said last night, I never listened to your show. I never have listened to your show, and I'm never going to listen to your show. And just like this morning, you're going to hear me over there chuckling behind the computer monitor. Ah, it's so much fun, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why Rush Limbaugh insists upon being such a bore when he could have so much fun telling the truth. But then if he told the truth, he would have a micro power or a low power FM broadcasting station in his neighborhood, like I do. And he might be on a shortwave station worldwide if he could afford the airtime. And he wouldn't have that big Excellence in Broadcasting Network. Nope. They'd kick him off the air so fast, ladies and gentlemen, you never would remember that he was even there. That's why he doesn't tell you the truth. He said it many times. He said he tried it once when he was on the air in Sacramento, and it hurt his ratings. And you know what else he said, ladies and gentlemen? For those of you who call yourselves ditto heads, What an insult. How could anybody insult themselves so badly by calling themselves a ditto? Can you imagine
that? I'm a drone.
Here's what he said, folks. He said, this show is for entertainment. I do this for entertainment. I enjoy doing this. It's fun. If I got up here and told you all the stuff that I used to say in Sacramento on the radio, then I wouldn't be making millions of dollars, and I wouldn't have this big Excellence in Broadcasting Network. And I want to tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. If I thought for one moment that I could go on the radio tomorrow espousing the liberal point of view and get more ratings, bigger ratings, and make more money, I would do it. I've heard him say that at least three times over the years that he's been broadcasting. And I know many of you have too, but it goes right over your head like you, pew, 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 like jet planes. You didn't even see him go by. You didn't even hear him. And so you hang on his every word while he's entertaining you. And you call in and say, Ditto's Rush from Peoria. I'm a Ditto head and I'm proud of it. And I just wanted to call you and say, Ditto, 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 and Ditto's, and Ditto's for my wife. Oh, Chihuahua. I'm waiting for somebody to call Art Bell and say, Cowabunga, Art! Cowabunga from Peoria! And my wife sends Cowabunga, too! And Moo Moo Haha, and here's the alien sign! I'm a Cowabunga, Ed, and I'm proud of it! Because Art said the same thing the other night. He said... Lighten up, people. This show's for entertainment. That's all it's for. That's all it's ever going to be for. It's just for fun. None of it's serious. Lighten up. That's all it's ever going to be for is entertainment. So now that Art Bell has told the truth about his show, I can't get upset with it because I can't get upset with someone who tells the truth. So if you all take him seriously from now on, you're crazy. Enjoy it. You see? He's told you the truth. And now nobody can fault him. He cannot be faulted now because he has told the truth. Just like Rush can't be faulted. You've never heard me get on Rush ever. Rush can't be faulted because he's told you the truth. The only ones I get on are the Ditto heads. Absolutely amazing. We're coming up here at the hour and a half mark in about 5 minutes. And at that time, we're going to take 101.1 FM off the air. And we're going to do about 30 minutes of commercials, and then we'll open the phone, and you guys can have fun with us tonight, too. If you want to. We are going to have fun tonight. Oh, yes. And, folks, you know, I didn't used to listen to radio much at all for a long, long, long time. I'm starting to listen again. And the reason I'm listening again is to find out who is filling your head with what and what the agenda is. But most of all, how you are receiving it and whether or not you are falling into it. Rather than working for freedom for all people of all religions, all the time, always, as real Americans. That's what interests me, and that's why I listen to radio. Now, in fact, Doyle and I have been listening to a lot of radio recently. You know, it seemed to be that when I was on the air before on WWCR, whether some of you want to admit it or not, this was the most listened to shortwave broadcast in the United States of America, Canada, and a lot of the world. Nobody listened to any other broadcast with the zeal and the faithfulness that they listened to the hour of the time because we represented freedom for all people. And oh yes, we made an awful lot of you angry, an awful lot of the time. And we did it to wake you up. Because we knew that if we made you angry enough, you'd set out to try to prove us wrong and you would find out that we were right, at least in some of the things that you took enough time to go and research, that you would, in fact, begin to fight on our side for freedom. Whether you believed in or agreed with everything that we said or not, we never cared about that. We cared about getting you moving, getting you thinking, getting you to stop believing what everybody was telling you and start to conduct at least some research, to at least ask some questions. And you did. Yes, my dear. Hello.
Can we have candy?
Can you have candy?
Did
you have some dinner? You only want one? Okay. You can have one and get one for Pooh, okay?
Uh-huh.
See you later. That was Allison. She wanted one candy. So she's getting one. One candy. That's how we do it in our house. You may do it any way you wish in your house with your children. Freedom. That's what we believe in. We do not believe in, nor do we condone, anyone who is out to serve an agenda that restricts any of the freedom of others. No matter how benevolent you may make it sound, you will find an enemy here behind this microphone, always. If you are for freedom, for all people, all religions, all races, everywhere in the world, you will find an ally here. You will find support here. You will find sustenance here. And you will find truth here. We always know who our enemies are because they will become raging mad, red in the face. Some of them even set out on personal campaigns to attempt to personally destroy us. And some of these campaigns rage over years. We even picked up a stalker. His name is Kurt Lochner. Stalks us. Mercilessly, religiously, day and night. Everywhere. It's amazing. He's also one of the poopy diapers that you've heard over the years.
I found a new one Friday, remember? In Safeway.
Oh, yes you did.
Yes, you did. The guy was going to take the gun off my head.
Yeah. There was a fool. There was a fool at Safeway that was going to try to take Doyle's pistol away from him. And needless to say, he made a fool of himself in front of his girlfriend and everyone who was in Safeway because, well, just because. We won't go into details, but I guarantee you he did not take a pistol away from Doyle. Did not, and will not, and cannot ever happen. Okay, folks, we're at the half hour. So right now we're going to take 101.1 off the air. Don't do it yet, Doyle. We're going to take 101.1 FM Eager off the air for about 30 minutes while we do commercials. 101.1 FM is a nonprofit community service station, and so we cannot and will not do commercials on that station. For those of you listening in the Round Valley, Springerville, Eager, or any place else where you might be able to hear out on the ranch somewhere, this broadcast, we will be back on the air between about 20 and 30 minutes, and so you might want to check back at about that time if you want to listen to the rest of the broadcast. Okay, Doyle. 101.1 FM is now off the air, and so we'll change tapes also. That's what we'll do.